in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is a friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
Amen.
Amen. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. These are the words, I don't know in your Bible if it's in red, but in my Bible, these are in red. So these means that these are words spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And in speaking these words, he is encouraging us. He is urging us to be persistent in prayer. Amen. First of all, let us, if we will, analyze the words for their full essence of what they are. First, ask. Now, this word goes beyond the simple request. It engages calling upon one for an answer. With it, there's an aura of expectancy. Along with an attitude of humility in recognizing the fact that the requester has the authority, the ability, and the sufficiency to grant your request. Let me repeat that again. Break it down. What I'm saying is, if you ask someone that cannot grant your request, what good is it asking them?
Amen.
I heard Sister Karen say that she had a friend that she just, out of the goodness of her heart, because she's a friend, she gave her what she needed. If she didn't think that the friend could give that to her, she wouldn't have called her. So we, in our asking stuff from the Lord, it says that we must know that he has the authority, the ability, and the sufficiency to grant what we ask. And in asking, it further requires persistency. Like she said, she called her a few times. If you don't get somebody the first time, you have to keep being persistent, unless you don't want your question answered or you don't want your request granted. One must be willing to prepare and prepare, as they say, to hang in there. You have to be willing to hang in there no matter what it takes, how long it takes, or what it is involved.
Amen.
My wife sings a song, "He may not come when you want him,
Amen.
But he's always on time."
Amen.
So no matter how long or what is involved, you have to have the faith and the confidence. For that's the courage and the hope that we need to continue. Because the moment we lose the hope that our request will be granted, we either give up or we seek alternative measures. In James 2 and 3, it says, "We have not because we don't ask." We ask and we don't receive because our motives are wrong. Now, how we ask, how and why we ask, is very important in getting our request granted.
Amen.
Amen. You see, because God is not the least bit concerned about our own selfish desires or our little petty whims. So, no matter how badly we feel that we must have something, or how much we really want a certain thing to go our way. And it doesn't have to be wrong. Maybe it's just not what God wants for us. Because God is only concerned with our lives and what's good in our lives. 1 John 5 and 14 and 15 tells us that "And this is our confidence that we have. If we ask things in His will, He hears us. And if we know He hears us, then we know we have a petition that we have a petition that's before Him that we desire of Him." We cannot go before God with a laid out plan and strategy
Amen.
To enforce it and look for God to approve it.
Amen.
Now, because God already has a plan for us that can be altered and it can be changed.
Right.
By our wants, desires, and whims. You see, our motive has to be to glorify God. God is not concerned with having a bigger car just because others have a big car. He's not concerned with you being able to flash a $100 bill and put it in offering so everybody can see what you're doing. So that people can say, "Oh, wow. Look at her. Look at him. I want them to be my friend." Amen. But if we truly want God to be glorified in our lives and His divine will to be done in us, He will not hesitate to grant our request, for it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom.
Amen.
But we have to do it in the right attitude. Now, in our asking, it involves a second phrase of step 2 in our making the request, and that is, first we ask, then we seek. We must understand that seeking does not stop with just looking for something. Again, expectancy is an all-important element of our search. I've heard some people say, oh, I'll look or I'll go, but I'm not really expecting anything out of it. If you go with that attitude, 9 times out of 10, you won't get it. You see, expectancy causes us to go beyond the point of just casually looking for something. It means to diligently search for it with the confidence that if I search long enough and hard enough, I'll find it. Amen. It'll be there. It is the driving force that keeps us going in the face of opposition. It is an application, i.e., to apply ourselves or to devote, direct, or dedicate our full attention without hesitancy, intermission, or diversion. It is a zealous, energetic effort. You literally have to become obsessed with the desire to possess what you're searching for. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You have to. Else it's not worth it. I can remember when I first went into the Army. They gave us a rifle and they said, this is your lifeline. This is your protection. This is what you're going to need in your basic element as a soldier. They said that you're going to have to be able to break this gun down. If something happens, it misfires, you're going to have to be able to break this thing down in the dark and put it back together and make it work. I'm going, whoa. I don't think so. Because the instructor had a rifle that was in pieces. And there were so many pieces. I'm going, I'll never be able to do that. But I remember something that my mom always taught me. She said, if others can do it,
you can do it.
Amen. So with that in mind, I ate, slept, and dreamed about putting that rifle together. I worked on it. I didn't get it at first, but I had to work at it. When other people were taking their breaks, I was working on getting my rifle back together. When they did lunch, I skipped lunch because I wanted to know how to do this. At the end of our training session, we had a competition to see how much we had improved. The Lord had blessed me because I had diligently sought and I'd put my mind to mastering it because I knew that gun, that rifle, was important to me. I was able to break a rifle down and put it back together in 2 minutes.
Hallelujah.
Blindfolded.
Glory to God.
Now, I can't do that now because I haven't done it.
Yeah,
I can. And I say, if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Right.
But I'm just saying that to say that I was dedicated.
Yes, sir.
I was. I put my mind to it.
Amen.
And I was able to do that. And that's what I'm saying to you today. You have to diligently seek something. Jesus said to occupy till I come. I used to hear old folks say that the idle mind is the devil's workshop.
Amen. Hmm.
I don't know. I didn't know what they meant by it then, and I sometimes I still don't know, but I know that if David would have been about God's business, he would have never gotten involved with Bathsheba. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Part of it.
Now, if you don't know what it is that God wants you to do, I suggest that you get busy and you find out. Because the time is short. And we don't have long to do whatever it is for us to do. If the Lord wants you to pastor, if He wants you to preach, if He wants you to just be a witness, the harvest is ripe and the labors are few. And if we seek God, He'll let us know what He wants us to do. I think sometimes people use the cop-out that I just don't know as an excuse.
Amen.
Because they want to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't what I want to do. I want to be a preacher. I want to drive a big fancy car. I want to have a house on the hill. Because that's what they think the preachers do. But I'm telling you that that's not what we do.
Amen.
Amen. But just don't use that as an excuse.
Amen.
Because you want to do something else.
Amen.
Now, in my message today, the next and the final step in this question is. It's okay. It's knocking. Amen. Now, knocking goes beyond just a mere tap, but it's a bang. It means that you strike and you pound and you beat. It is to annoy or demand. Now, you notice in the parable that the Lord is given an example of a man who has an unexpected visitor in the middle of the night. And he could not adequately supply him the things that he needed. So he went to a friend that he knew had what he needed. His friend didn't want to answer him because he had a need. But if you notice the word importunity, that means to be persistent. He became troublesome. Sometimes we have to get real pushy. You know, it's real irritating for somebody to knock at your door and then go away before you get to the door.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes you think you heard the knock. Sometimes you didn't hear the first knock. But when you know somebody is home, you got to keep on knocking. Sometimes you got to go to the window. I know you're in there. I hear you breathing. But you have to call until you get an answer. So it must be with seeking God. You know He's there, so you just don't give up.
Amen.
Amen. God is no respecter person. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. High or low, rich or poor, black or white, educated or illiterate. If you got sense enough to ask God, He will hear.
Right.
He will hear your request and or granting the request. But the granting the request is conditional. We have to ask and we have to keep on asking. Anywhere you hear the suffix or you see the suffix if, it implies a continuation. So if you're asking that we receive, it says he that seeketh shall find.
Amen.
It's a continuation. It is important for us to put some effort in our asking. We must be zealous about it. We must seek God consistent. We must be insistent. I ask you, I implore you, don't give up. Keep on rapping on the door until God answers. Remember the man whose friend brought him to Jesus? They couldn't get in through the door, which would have been a logical excuse for most of us not to pursue the matter any further. But to these men, they came to get something for their friend. And they had no intention of leaving until they got it.
Amen.
Could it be that we don't have time or patience to wait? It never ceases to amaze me how slowly we move to do something for God. But how quickly we want God to move for us. That's so unfair. We must come boldly and with confidence to the throne of God. And at the same time, with humility and awareness that we need God. He don't need us. We can be replaced at any time.
Amen.
It is God who never changes. Sometimes we're like the March wind. You never know from one day to the next what you want. That is why God said we don't know what to pray for. But He gives us His Spirit to direct us, to comfort us, and to help us in the time of need. God knows when we are in trouble and we need Him. But He wants us to be aware of our needs and His ability to fill them. It says, ask, seek, and knock. We have to seek God while He can be found. Isaiah lets us know that there is coming a time when God cannot be found and He will not hear us. So my advice to all today is to Seek Him now.
Amen.
Call upon Him now.
Amen.
Tomorrow is not promised. Somebody said, don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today.
Amen.
Because if it works, you can do it again tomorrow. And if it doesn't, you don't have to live in the suspense of wondering if it's going to work. I implore you not to play Russian roulette with your souls. You only have one. And you're not going to get a second chance. If you can't make it now, how do you think you're going to make it later? Things are not going to get any better. Because the word says that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Our Lord is soon to come. Kingdoms are toppling. Everything is coming down but the word of God. Just a bit of advice from an old man. If you don't believe God's word, just leave it alone. Don't knock it. It may be you'll find yourself fighting against the same God you say you believe in. We're living in the age of treasure hunting. Everybody is seeking something. Some are seeking to get into the big spin. Some are seeking to hit it rich. Some are seeking high positions in companies, in businesses. Some are seeking prestige and honor among their friends. But very few are seeking God and His answer to all the problems. So let me encourage you today to ask, seek, and to knock, and God will answer.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.